Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Otis bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Abava, a longtime Brain Trust member. 13 years he's been hanging out with us, helping us understand how to be in a franchisor, how to be a franchisee, how those two work together. Where should we start? If in fact we actually should be even connected to the franchise industry, he's the author of Become a Franchise Owner. Joel, I need the website, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
TheFranchiseKing.com. Check it out. You'll be smarter when you do. Joel, thanks again. So in the previous segment, we talked about, you know, how to not just blunder into a franchise and start asking a bunch of questions, why that's not a good idea. What are the first steps? Isn't the very first thing that you should do is determine if you actually could be a franchisee? Could you do what I call entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines? Are you willing to take risks by operating around someone else's rules, inside of someone else's rules? What do you think, Joel?
Interestingly enough, I created the free franchise quiz, and it's exactly to get those questions answered. You'll find it on thefranchiseking.com. Scroll towards the bottom, and there's a link that says free franchise quiz.
Folks, go take that. You're thinking about becoming a franchisee, if it's even on your mind, go take that. Joel, thank you for making that available.
Oh, sure. And I score it myself. It's not computer-driven. I do every one by myself. I've done over 6,000 of them over the years.
Wow.
So the other first step, there's kind of two, and this sounds kind of elementary, but do a net worth examination. Make sure you know how much money you have before you even begin a search for a franchise. Because wouldn't it be a huge disappointment if you find a franchise opportunity that you say to yourself, I know I can do this, and then you find out that the requirements are too high financially, and you don't have enough money.
I want one of those McDonald's franchises, Joe. Hey, Joe, will you help me? I want a McDonald's franchise. Oh yeah, okay. Well, how much money you got?
Sure.
I got $5,000.
Right. Yeah, can't help you there.
No problem.
You're over $1 million for one. Yeah.
That's over a million if you want to buy one in Dimebox, Texas. Yeah. But forget about it if it's in Kansas City.
Yeah. And even though that's an extreme example and it's a good one to use, even if it's an opportunity that the total investment is $350,000, you're going to need to have $500,000-$600,000 net worth to even realistically look at it. So do a net worth statement first. And then you can say, you know, there's that saying, if you don't know where you're standing, if you don't know where you're at, how the heck are you going to know where you want to go?
Right.
Do the net worth. Make sure you have enough money.
Yeah. And again, just to put one important point, because this is the thing I harp on all the time. It's not how much you have, it's how much you're going to need.
That's right.
And that's that extra money he was talking about, not the 300, but the 500.
Right. Yeah, the ongoing expenses. If it's a food franchise or a retail franchise, you're going to need to have some money to keep buying inventory, et cetera, as you start out. So you're going to need more money.
But cash burn will take your breath away, won't it?
Well, yeah. Right. And a legitimate franchisor will talk to you about that and say, by the way, the net worth is important, but let's make sure that you have operating expenses stashed away. You're going to have to do this because that first year is not going to be profitable, most likely. Maybe not even the second year.
Maybe
it depends
not the
on the type
one.
Of business.
And you may not be able to take a paycheck. You may not be able to take a paycheck for a while. Probably won't be
That's
able to
right.
take a paycheck
That's
for
right.
a while. And,
right.
and here's the other thing, Joel. You're
going to
make mistakes. Even with a franchise, you're going to make mistakes, and mistakes have to be paid for. They cost money, don't they, mistakes?
That's right. You're the employer now. You're the owner, so the mistakes are on you. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, boss, and the boss, you know, the owner of the business pays for it. You have to do it. You're the owner.
What's the next thing?
The next thing is to contact the franchisor. Once you've determined that you're right for franchising, you have enough money, just contact the franchisor. Usually you'll fill out an online form. Sometimes if you want, you can just call and have that first phone call, which is just a let's get to know each other call.
And this is after you've decided that you can be a franchisee. You actually could work in where somebody else's rules. Number two, you've identified the industry you want to be in for whatever reason. It's your forte, and you got the money to do it. Number three, that you've identified which one of the franchises you want to buy, and then you contact the owner, right?
Correct.
The franchisor.
And then you contact the franchise headquarters, and you have that first conversation. See if you like each other, and see if you can get a basic understanding of the business and what your role will be as a franchisee.
And if you haven't,
because it may not be what you think.
When you make that phone call, if you haven't done what Joel just said, they'll tell you to go do that and then come back, won't they?
Yeah, they will. They will. And with the internet, it's so easy to find out like some of the basics about the business. You know, sound intelligent, but really, they're checking you out as much as you're checking them.
Okay, folks, here's your first step towards becoming a franchisee. You get to know Joel Ababa. Buy his book, become a franchise owner. Know everything he wants. Take his quiz. And get to know Joel. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Joel Ababa, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.